Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Farris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Wood. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mel Hoderlein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Randy Gumpert. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Farris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Busby reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Jensen moves to second. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Kelner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelner hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoderlin. Fain moves to third. Philly moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fain scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Senators, 1. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Kelner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics won, and the Senators won. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoderlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 1 in the game. Klutz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gumpert strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wood. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Fain scores. Philly moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators won. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoderlin takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Campos pinch hits for Randy Gumpert. Frank Campos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campos hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Busby moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Busby moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Johnson now pitching. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to third. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 3 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Kellner covering, for the out. One out. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hoderlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Hoderlin reaches second base with a double. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Don Johnson. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.